You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, here at 91.5 FM and streaming everywhere at WMFO.org. Today in studio, the time is 8.03 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us here at WMFO in Medford. My name's Jason. This is the show Program Without Form. And tonight in studio, I have a guest. Guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi Jason. My name is Quinn, and I'll be joining you for the duration of the 2 hours tonight.
Glad to hear it. Thank you for joining me, Quinn.
No problem.
So we're going to play some songs related to Quinn's life, I think, throughout the show, but we need to take a little time to prepare those songs.
Well, maybe we could start off, Jason, if you select a song that you feel embodies my early life.
Okay, let me see if I can find a song about wetting your pants.
Okay. Good one.
Thank you. Dirty Pants, that sound about right for you?
Yeah, that sounds correct.
I'm not really familiar with the song, but I can definitely get that queued up.
Okay.
I guess we'll get started from there.
All right.
Did you find anything in that booklet you wanted to read on air?
Not yet, but I could just...
Okay.
Doing a random.
All right, sure.
All right, this is a good one. Do I read the title?
You don't have to.
Discover the marvels of natural engineering at the Animals, Machines in Motion exhibit at the Museum of Science. Explore how a variety of living and extinct species, from microbes and trees to fish and mammals, have evolved to live on Earth. See how humans draw upon the adaptations of living and extinct species for modern innovations, such as prosthetic limbs. This interactive experience features digital media, scientific models, and real specimens, including a giraffe's heart. You can also come face-to-face with the life-size cast of a T-Rex, Sue, the largest and most complete T-Rex ever discovered. For more information about the Animals, Machines in Motion exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Out to your house. I keep my dogs and I keep my ferrets. I have them in my keeping to catch those hares that run by night while the gamekeepers lie sleeping. My dogs and I went out on a cold night for to view the habitation. Up jumped a hare and away she did run, straight into a plantation. I keep my dogs and I keep my ferrets. I have them in my keeping to catch those hares that run by night while the gamekeepers lie sleeping. She had not gone a long way in when something caught her running. So loudly then I heard her cry, for she knew the dogs were coming. I keep my dogs and I keep my ferrets. I have them in my keeping to catch those hares that run by night while the gamekeepers lie sleeping. I took my knife all in my hand so quick before to point her. She was one of the female kind. How glad I was I'd caught her. I keep my dogs and I keep my ferrets. I have them in my keeping to catch those hares that run by night while the gamekeepers lie sleeping. Then I'll go down to some alehouse near and I'll drink that hare quite mellow. I'll spend a crown and a merry crown too and say I'm a right good fellow. I keep my dogs and I keep my ferrets. I have them in my keeping.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio at 91.5 FM and streaming at WMFO.org. You just heard Jaco Pastorius with the song Portrait of Tracy from his 1976 self-titled album. Before that was a Quinn choice, guest Quinn, with Dogs and Ferrets from the album Commoner's Crown by Steel Eye Span. And you also heard Dirty Pants, my interpretation of Quinn's childhood, by Smog from the album Rain on Lens, released in 2001. I also forgot to mention the song from the top of the hour, which was Ponytail, with their tune, the band Ponytail, their tune Island Z, from their 2006 album Kamehameha. Mm. Quinn, do you want to talk about that Steel Eye Span selection?
Yeah, well, as you know out there, we're sort of summing up my life right now, my childhood.
I've titled the episode, what was it?
A retrospective.
I think it was Quinn's Life, colon, a retrospective.
That's right. Yeah. So that was one of the earliest songs I remember ever entering my ears.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had it on vinyl and played that quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of that album is very dark and fairly violent. In the lyrics, it's all okay. Like sort of Irish folk cheerful music, but
mm-hmm.
very dark lyrics.
I didn't find the lyrics of that one to be dark at all.
They weren't, but you know what it's about? It's about poaching. It's advocating for poaching.
Okay.
Yeah. So
there we go.
Yeah. Anyway, I kind of wanted to start the next song. As many of you know, I was born in the dark and rainy Northwest. Seattle, in fact.
That's correct.
But then I gained a lot of influence and power from living in the dusty Southwest, and I feel like this song really blends the two.
Where in the Southwest did you live, Quinn? Vitally important.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay. Should we get the next song started?
Yeah, let's see.
Do you have anything further you want to say about this song?
Nothing.
Okay. Great.
Send kids for food where the changes move. Spring is here. Reproductive plan. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs. Likes to sing alone and likes to shoot his gun, but you don't know what it means. You don't know what it means to love someone.
or the basement of the house half a block down the street from Jerry's paint shop. You know the place. Well, anyway, back then life was going swell and everything was just peachy! Except, of course, for the undeniable fact that every single morning, my mother would make me a big old bowl of sauerkraut for breakfast. I said to my mom, I said, hey, mom, what's up with all the sauerkraut? And my dear sweet mother, she just looked at me like a cow looks at an oncoming train. And she leaned right down next to me, and she said, it's good for you! And then she tied me to the wall and stuck a funnel in my mouth and force-fed me nothing but sauerkraut until I was 26 and a half years old. That's when I swore that someday I would get out of that basement and travel to a magical faraway place where the sun is always shining and the air smells like warm root beer and the towels are oh so fluffy, where the Shriners and the Lepers bring their ukuleles all day long and anyone on the street will gladly shake your back for a nickel. Waka waka doo doo, yeah. Well, let me tell you people, it wasn't long at all before my dream came true, because the very next day a local radio station had this contest to see who could correctly guess the number of molecules in Leonard Nimoy's butt. I was off by 3, but I still won the grand prize. That's right, a first-class one-way ticket to Albuquerque. Albuquerque. Oh, yeah. You know, I've never been on a real airplane before, and I gotta tell you, it was really great. Except that I had to sit between two large Albanian women with excruciatingly severe body odor, and the little kid in back of me kept throwing up the whole time. The flight attendants ran out of Dr. Pepper and salt and peanuts, and the in-flight movie was Viadome with Pauly Shore. And oh yeah, 3 of the airplane engines burned out. We went into a tailspin and crashed into a hillside, and the plane exploded in a giant fireball, and everybody died! Except for me. You know why? Cause I had my tray table up, and my seat back in the fall up. Should have a tray table up.
Glazed donuts?
He said, nah, we're out of glazed donuts. I said, well, you got any jelly donuts? He said, no, we're out of jelly donuts. I said, you got any Bavarian cream-filled donuts? He said, no, we're out of Bavarian cream-filled donuts. I said, you got any cinnamon rolls? He said, no, we're out of cinnamon rolls. I said, you got any apple fritters? He said, no, we're out of apple fritters. I said, you got any bear claws? He said, wait a minute, I'll go check. In that case, what do you have? He says, all I got right now is this box of 1 dozen starving, crazed weasels. I said, okay, I'll take that. So he hands me the box, and I open up the lid, and the weasels jump out, and they immediately latch onto my face and start biting me all over. Oh, man, they were just going nuts. They were tearing me apart. You know, I think it was just about that time that a little ditty started going through my head. I believe it went a little something like this. I ran out into the street with these flesh-eating weasels all over my face, waving my arms all around and just running, running, running like a constipated wiener dog. And as luck would have it, that's exactly when I ran into the girl of my dreams. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy enthusiast with a slight overbite and hair the color of strained peaches. I'll never forget the very first thing she said to me. She said, hey, you got weasels on your face. That's when I knew it was true love. We were inseparable after that. Oh, we ate together, we bathed together, we even shared the same piece of mint-flavored dental floss. The world was our burrito. So we got married and we bought us a house and had 2 beautiful children, Nathaniel and Superfly. Oh, we were so very, very, very happy. Oh, yeah. But then one fateful night, Zelda said to me, she said, sweetie pumpkin, do you want to join the Columbia Record Club? I said, whoa! Hold on now, baby! I'm just not ready for that kind of a commitment! So we broke up and I never saw her again, but that's just the way things go. Because about a week later, I finally achieved my lifelong dream. That's right, I got me a part-time job at the Sizzler. I even made employee of the month after I put out that grease fire with my face. Oh yeah, everybody was pretty jealous of me after that. I was getting a lot of attitude. Okay, like one time, I was out in the parking lot trying to remove my excess earwax with a golf pencil when I see this guy Marty trying to carry a big old soap up the stairs all by himself. So I say to him, I say, hey, you want me to help you with that? And Marty, he just rolls his eyes and goes, no, I want you to cut off my arms and legs with a chainsaw. So I did. And then he gets all indignant on me. He's like, hey man, I was just being sarcastic. Well, that's just great. How was I supposed to know that? I'm not a mind reader for crying out loud. Besides, now he's got a really cute nickname, Torso Boy. So what's he complaining about? Say, that reminds me of another amusing anecdote. This guy comes up to me on the street and he tells me he hasn't had a bite in 3 days. Well, I knew what he meant, but just to be funny, I took a big bite out of his jugular vein. Then he's yelling and screaming and bleeding all over, and I'm like, hey, come on, don't you get it? But he just gets rolling around on the sidewalk, bleeding and screaming, ah! And I'm completely missing the irony of the whole situation. Man, some people just can't take a joke, you know? Anyway, I am. Where was I? Kind of lost my train of thought. I know it's kind of a roundabout way of saying it, but I guess the whole point I'm trying to make here is I hate sauerkraut! That's all I'm really trying to say. And by the way, if one day you happen to wake up and find yourself in an existential quandary, full of loathing and self-doubt and racked with the pain and isolation of your pitiful, meaningless existence, at least you can take a small bit of comfort in knowing that somewhere out there in this crazy old mixed-up universe of ours, there's still a little place called Albuquerque.
un sueño con mi cachorro, con mis colegas deben tener ahí con sus pequeños tesoros. Un mata de otra mata tú ves crecer, ahí bajo chilla el cachorro. Si no te crees lo que yo te cuento, prueba tú y verás si es tu huerto. Cara de pez se te pone a flipar, babilla al aire te cae al suelo.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
This is Tufts Freeform Radio. That was, Quinn, would you like to say the title of that song?
Yeah, that was Ojos de Brujo.
That was the band?
Well, the title of the song was Tesoro.
Off of the compilation.
The compilation Rumba Flamenco.
Oh, okay. That was released by Putumayo World Music in 2002. For some reason, I've heard of Putumayo. I don't know why.
Never heard of it.
The association I have in my head is high school Spanish classes.
Played a lot of... What was the name of that?
Ojos de Brujo?
No, the whoever released it.
Putumayo World Music.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Yeah. Before that was...
Albuquerque
by... Weird Al Yankovic, off of his album Running with Scissors. That reminded Quinn here of his homeland.
Yeah.
Well, his adopted homeland.
Right. Yeah.
Born in Seattle, raised in Albuquerque.
That's correct.
The song before that also reminds Quinn of his homeland. Yeah. Well, his transition from homeland to adopted homeland.
Yeah, although I do believe that Sturgill Simpson is from Tennessee, maybe, I want to say. So nothing to do with New Mexico.
Do you have any relations to Tennessee? Any family there?
Do not have any family. I've never been there in my life.
Never been?
No.
All right.
Would love to go someday, but...
You know, I've been.
Where'd you go?
I went to Memphis.
Huh.
I was at a family event in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I got some family that lives in Hot Springs, and then we drove up to Memphis, I think mainly to go to the site of the MLK assassination.
Oh, historical.
Yeah, I have pretty much no memory of it.
Did you take a dip in the Hot Springs?
No memory.
Did your family take a dip in the Hot Springs?
I don't know. Maybe they'll call in.
I hope so.
They're not listening. So yeah, that song was In Bloom, by a cover by Sturgill Simpson of the Nirvana Band. Is that right?
That's correct.
The Nirvana Band.
The Nirvana Band.
That was from his very recent release, A Sailor's Guide to Earth.
Very good.
Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
So to catch up those not in the know here on WMFO, we're doing Quinn's Life, a retrospective. My name's Jason, and I have guest in studio Quinn to retrospect his life.
That's right, Jason. We're just going over songs that either were from my childhood,
yeah,
released in my childhood,
yeah,
played to me in my childhood,
mm-hmm,
or in some way remind me of an aspect of my
right.
childhood.
I'm going for general association.
That's a good way to go about
yeah.
it. What's you know, if any listeners out there have a question or a comment,
mm-hmm,
or if they want to suggest a song that reminds them of my life,
yep,
how do they do that?
The easiest way would be for the listener to call in.
Mm.
The number here is 617-627-3800. Again, for any listener to call in with any questions to probe Quinn, 617-627-3800. We'll accept your probes all the way until 10 p.m. tonight, Eastern Daylight Time.
There's a lot of depth to probe.
Yeah, you've led a very long life, and I hope you have at least twice as much to go.
Thank you. I have probably 4 to 6 times more life left in.
Okay. You think you're 1/5 to 1/7 of the way through your life?
That's correct.
1/7 of your life. Yeah, that's quite a long time.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's maybe overestimating, but I'll give you 1/6.
To each his own, Jason.
Okay. Here we have another tune by the inimitable Boss of New Jersey.
I got a mule and her name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. We hauled some barges in our day, filled with lumber, coal, and hay. We know every inch of the way. My pal, 15
canal. I like to see a mule, but it's my sound. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. A friend of mine once got a sore. Now he's got a broken jaw. Cause she let fly with iron toe and kicked him back to to a town.
so clear. 1,001 yellow daffodils begin to dance in front of you, oh dear. Are they trying to tell you something? You're missing that one final screw. You're simply not in the pink, my dear. To be honest, you haven't got a clue. I'm going slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened. It finally happened. Whoa, whoa. It finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
Oh dear.
I'm one card short of a full deck. I'm not quite the shilling. One wave short of a shipwreck. I'm not my usual top billing. I'm coming down with a fever. I'm really out to sea. This kettle is boiling over. I think I'm a banana tree. Slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened, finally happened, finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio here at 91.5 FM and streaming at WMFO.org and available in the WMFO mobile app where you can download it, where you download the apps, the Apple App Store and the Google Play Zone.
Wow. Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
I don't, you know, it's just...
It's true.
Yeah, no, I believe it. I'm just appalled.
You just heard I'm Going Slightly Mad by Queen from their 1991 album Innuendo. Mm-hmm. Quinn and I were just watching the official music video for the song.
What did you think of it, Jason?
It was wild.
It was wild.
An interesting music video. I'll tease it. for those listening to watch later after the show is over.
Yeah.
You have Freddie Mercury kind of looking like a cross between what's his name, Robert Smith from The Cure, and Edward Scissorhands.
Mm.
Maybe Sweeney Todd as well.
Sure.
Maybe if you want to combine all three.
I don't think you need to combine all three to get the effect. You can combine any two of the three and get the same effect.
Yeah. He's looking like each individually.
Right.
Yeah.
There's also a live penguin.
I was going to say, live baby penguin.
Yeah.
That was astonishing.
So keep that in mind.
You definitely want to check that out once the show is over.
Right. Don't check it out now, as we just did.
The song before that was The Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth by Clap Your Hands Say Yeah from their self-titled album. That was sort of my interpretation of Quinn's childhood. Maybe a little...
What part of it?
Maybe a little off the mark there, but...
I've kept good dental hygiene throughout my life.
Yeah? When did you start flossing?
Started, well, that's a loaded question.
What do you mean that's a loaded question?
Well, I didn't start flossing I flossed throughout my life, but not regularly until maybe college. But now I'm a religious flosser.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, do it every night.
Good.
Thank you.
It'll add 7 years to your life.
I've heard that. And with someone like me, I mean, that's a paltry number.
Okay.
But, you know, you got to add them up where you can get them.
I remember the response I heard to that fact from Professor George L. Moore of the Tufts Biology Department.
Yeah, not really a tooth man.
He's toothy.
Okay. What'd he say?
He said, that doesn't really matter. Those 7 years are going to be a bad part of your life because you'll be in old age. It'll extend you from 84 to 91. You don't really need...
Yeah, but
those 7 more years at the end of your life.
The point is you'll have good teeth during those years.
Uh-huh.
And throughout your life.
Yeah.
You know? I'd rather die late with good teeth than die early with bad teeth. Sounds like George Elmore doesn't agree with me, but, you know, to each his own.
I'm going to pose you a question from the Fox TV series Arrested Development.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather be alive in Arizona or dead in California?
Jason, also a deeply loaded question.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, as someone who comes from New Mexico.
That's you, Quinn.
That's me.
Yeah. Raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Raised in Albuquerque. I would not like to be alive or dead in Arizona.
Okay.
So, it's a moot point.
So, the answer then is dead in California.
Sure. You know, whatever. The answer is abstain from the question because it is preposterous.
As a New Mexican, what are your feelings about California?
It's fine. It's out there. You know, I've been there. I've seen it. It's a good place.
It's out there? Do you mean it exists?
Yeah, I mean it exists. That's correct. Oh, God. Ooh. Excuse me.
Yikes. I'm going to turn your mic off. You need to take that call?
No.
All right. No. Your mic's back on.
Thank you. Let's get to the music, Jason.
We have to post-announce one more song. That was Erie Canal by Bruce Springsteen.